Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning, good morning. Good to be with y'all again this morning on the air. Glad for everyone that tunes in everywhere, especially the men in blue. I want to remember them this morning. I know that a lot of folks this time of year have messages towards Christmas, this, that, and the other. I just have to do what the Lord laid on my heart. Maybe that'll be next week. thank God. I'm just so thankful for what he does for us each and every day. And I hope that you are too. And if you've tuned in this morning, you've not made things right with God, I hope that there's something that you hear today that will turn you to the right way. And I just want to lift the Lord up and give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. All that's doing to him, you know, it's a wonderful time of year that folks is happy and doing for other folks. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I appreciate that. Not so much the traffic in Orange Park, but nevertheless, I'm glad to be here. We're going to read some scripture from Genesis, the 13th chapter of Genesis, where I'm going to take my text today. And before I do that, I want to go to the Lord in prayer. God, I just pray, Lord, that you just help us, each and every one, God, and that you would just anoint, Lord, the ears of the listeners, God, today, that they not just be a listener or hearer, God, of your word, but they'll be a doer. Lord, hopefully something could be said today, Lord, that would just help, Lord, to build, and Lord, maybe give a step to ignite a fire, God, to do something to help someone somewhere out there in this listening area, God. I just pray that you be with us all and our families, watch over us, Lord, and help us do that that's pleasing unto you, God. Thank you for even the breath of life, Lord, that you let us receive this morning, God. Oh, Lord, thank you for answering our prayers. And, God, I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, I'm going to just kind of skip down a little bit to the fifth verse of the 13th chapter. It says, and Lot also went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. And their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and of the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. And is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and he behold all the plain of Jordan, that is, was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities and plains, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And I think we'll just stop there. Amen. As we know that the Lord had sent Abram out. Amen. He sent him out, a stranger in another country. He was going on a journey for God. Amen. He was on a mission for the Lord, as the Lord told him, you know, to leave all the other things behind. Amen. And so Abram gathered up all his wealth and his family and all that, and Lot. So he wanted to go journey with Abram, and they'd got to a place where, you know, they were rich men, and they had lots of things. Amen. They had, as it said, Lot had herds and flocks and tents and all these things. He had herdsmen and all these things that he had. And when it come to a place where, you know, probably the grass where all of them were trying to graze and do and all that, then they had strife among the herdsmen, of course, and who should do this and that and the other. And he said, I pray thee that there be no strife or anything between us. He said, now let's just separate now. And he said, if you'll go to the left, I'll go to the right. And he said, if you go to the right, I'll go to the left. It's no problem. And Abram was doing what God said do but he said, prefer your brother ahead of yourself. But we find that there was a problem there that we even know the things that we look at sometimes are not as they really appear. Amen. And Lot, he looked instead. The Bible tells us that we ought to pray about everything, you know, that we ought to pray about anything we should do and all that. And he had time. It wasn't like he had to make a decision right then. But he went to looking, and he went and looked at them plains, and he looked at that well-watered and that probably some fine grass out there for his herds and all that. And he looked, and he said, boy, that's a beautiful place right there. I believe that I'll go this way. And Lot said, okay, I'll take the other where it's now maybe not so favored and may not even seen a water hole, but that's what Abram said he would do. And after they separate themselves, that's when the Lord told Abram, now I'm going to give you all this, amen, to your children, your family, amen, all your seed, amen, that's after from the east and the west and north and south and all that, amen, that the Lord had just blessed him and give him a great inheritance, amen, for his seed that would be after him. This is what the Lord did, amen. But we find that Lot, he went on unto a place and started dwelling there, but he had pitched his tent towards Sodom and Gomorrah, where there was exceedingly wicked, it said, amen, men and all and evil and wickedness in this place. But he went, and we find that he went on down to Sodom and Gomorrah, and he got in there, and we know that he had got into trouble and captured one time and all. Amen. But Abram, he did deliver him, but yet he stayed there and dwelt in that place that was so wicked and sinners and all that, after he had been brought up another way into, I believe, a God-fearing family and wanting to be with Abram. You know, he had a want to be somewhat God-fearing, amen, and all this, but he still went on to make his own way. And I believe that he got into a land. I believe that he got in over his head. Amen. I believe that he took his wife, I think, was of Sodom. Amen. And as he did, and he dwelt there, and they had daughters and sons and laws and all that, you know. Amen. It's kind of hard to leave your family in a situation. Amen. But I can tell you this, you've got to have God first in every situation. Amen. You've got to be a leader. Amen. You've got to be the one, the light that shineth in darkness. Amen. But there's sometimes, amen, you've got to depart from situations, regardless what your family thinks or anything else. Amen. But I think he dwelt there, and he kept dwelling there. Amen. And he's seeing the things, even the Bible tells us in the New Testament. Amen. That the filthy conversation of the unrighteous vexed his soul. And I believe that when he got in there, amen, that it started vexing him, amen. But there he had, and everybody else probably wanted to stay and do, amen. Have you ever been in that situation where you just know that there's a better way than that, or something that you ought to do better, amen, but everybody else is pulling another way? Well, I just want to remind you, amen, about Judas Iscariot, amen, amen, about, I'm sorry, about Jesus and when he was there, and they cried out more for no wow It is Barabbas. Yes, they called out more for them to release Barabbas than to release Jesus. That just one, amen. That's what they wanted, was Barabbas to be released unto them. Amen. And not choosing the right thing. I can tell you that we're in a time and a day where you need to be choosing all that's right. Amen. We don't need to be making mistakes. Amen. Because I can tell you our long home has yet come. The destruction and end of this world is on the way. Amen. I don't believe it'll be long before the trump of God will sound. Amen. I don't believe it'll be long before he dispatches the angels from heaven and the things that happen. As the book of Revelations has said, amen, and has already started. Amen. And everything is going to be fulfilled as he said to do. Amen. But we don't need to go along, amen, with the majority. Amen. We need to go with the minority. You say, what's that? You know, if you really live a true Christian life, you are a minority. Amen. People that really live for God, they're a minority. Amen. And I can tell you that we need to listen to that, yet that small voice. Amen. We need to pray and seek God. Amen. That's what Lot should have went. Maybe they would have went north and south instead of east and west. I don't know. Amen. But I know that he should have prayed before he got into a situation that he seemed to be overcome. Amen. And over his head. Amen. But he got into a place. Amen. That he was vexed. Amen. That he was overcome with all that. And he felt that he had to stay. Imagine for his family and for all that. But he didn't realize. And in all this time, the longer he stayed, the more that he was losing. Amen. And I can tell you that people's the same way in their families today. And what you do, it affects other people, whether you think so or not. Amen. What you do can affect a lot of people. Amen. You know, if the president does something today that's drastic, it affects the United States. Amen. Well, let me tell you something. Something you do in your family, it will not only affect your family, amen, but friends, amen, or people that you work with and all that around you, and some people that you don't even know, it'll have an effect on, whether it's positive or negative, whatever it is. You know, that's why he said for us to be a light, amen, that we've got to be a light that shines, amen, that they can see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. But I can tell you that Lot didn't pray, amen, and I can believe that he should have prayed before he answered Abram. He should have prayed and sought God and said, now where would you want me to go? Where would you want me to, which direction would you have me to go? Amen. Because I can tell you, in our walking life, amen, we want to go into God's direction. Amen. Because if we go on our own, we are on our own, and it's a bad situation if we go on our own. But God had mercy on Lot, I can tell you that. But even though the longer he stayed, the more he lost, he wasn't gaining anything. He wasn't gaining popularity. He wasn't gaining anything else, but he was losing his wealth and everything that he had, including his family. The longer he stayed, you know, if we are not making the right decisions, we're losing out. Even though you might think, well, we look good, and you know, our family is kind of staying with us or hung with us and all that. Amen. But when you make a hard decision, you'll find out, amen, how many people that really love you. You will. You'll find out real quick. But, you know, there's things I remember just in my childhood. Now, when we used to go to the doctor, it usually ended up with a shot. Amen. And if we missed school or we had something another and mama thought it was good enough for us to go to the doctor, if we couldn't sweat it out or we couldn't do some kind of home remedy to fix it, and we had to go to the doctor, we knew that there was a shot coming. Amen. And they try to make it sound better or whatever, but we didn't like no shot. I didn't like no shot. Didn't care for one, but it was something that was going to help me. Didn't care for that. You know, they didn't do like they do nowadays, how they get blood and all that. They used to have a razor thing to prick your finger with, and I didn't like that. Oh, no, I didn't. It hurts your finger, keep your finger sore and all that. Amen. But it was for my own good. Amen. And there's things that happen today that might not seem so pleasant. It might not make you happy for the present time. Amen. But they're for your own good. And we've gotten, you know, as a man in this world, and if you're the man of your house, amen, if you're the one that's supposed to be leading your family, you need to stand up and you need to seek God and pray and ask for God's direction that you walk in. Amen. And he said he'd order a good man's footsteps. Amen. If we're ordered, if our footsteps are ordered by the Lord, it don't matter what we'll face. He'll deliver. Amen. But I can tell you that Lot didn't pray. You didn't find nowhere in the scriptures where he prayed. He looked. He started looking. He didn't trying to find out what's the best for his soul. He was trying to find out what's best for his herd and everything else. He was looking what was the best for Lot. But the best for Lot was him for him to seek God and for him to pray and ask God for direction. That's the best thing. Amen. You might be in a situation in your life right now that you need God's direction. You need to pray and you need to seek God and you need to wait on him and hear from him. Amen. Because I can tell you, Lot ended up in a bad situation. Amen. There, you know, the angel, when it come to come before the Lord to destroy that wicked city, you know, told Abram, he let them angels go tell Abram. He said, you know, not to withhold it from him. You know, the angels didn't withhold it, seeing that he'd be the father of many nations. And you know, it was told unto Abram. And you know what Abram went to doing? He went to praying. He went to praying for the mercy on Lot. Amen. And for on Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, Lord, it's not like you to destroy the righteous with the wicked. And he said, I pray, preventure, if there be 50 men that's righteous, would you not destroy the city? And he said, I won't destroy it if there's 50 men. And he went on down, you know, like 5 at a time or 10 at a time. He'd come on down. He said, if there be 10, he said, you know, he didn't want to make the Lord angry. He said, but preadventure, he said, if there be 10 righteous there, will you spare that city for 10 righteous? He said, I will. But there was a survey made and there wasn't 10 righteous in that city. Now, I want you to remember, now, we just read in this chapter that he had herds, and he had flocks, and he had tents, and he had herdsmen, and he had all this. And you can find out that he had daughters, amen, and son-in-laws and all that. Some people just think that he only had 2 daughters. No, that was only 2 that was at home. Those are virgins. They had not known a man. They had not been married. They hadn't had any of that. But he had daughters and sons. And you know, when those angels come to Lot to tell him what was going on and what was fixing to happen, and that there was going to be destruction and there was going to be fire and brimstone rain down, that the Lord was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah for all their evil works and the abominations that they do. You know, and I tell you today, they're wanting us to accept those abominations today. They're wanting us to make it all right. Well, they've done made homosexual marriage okay. They done approved that and all. And that's not really what my message is today about, but nevertheless, you know, these are the things that they went on. And people starting to accept them and not thinking, is it something bad? Or they're saying it's alternative life or alternative, you know, way to live and this, that, and the other. Well, there is. And there's alternative from heaven, too. It's called hell. But, you know, we don't need to accept those things. We need to stand firmly on God's word. And we need to abstain from the very appearance of evil. Amen. And he was dwelling in a city where there was wicked and evil and just abominations in the city. And there he was. You know, when the angel of the Lord came unto, and there he was sitting in a gate. I believe that he had this thing. I believe that old Lot was wearied about this thing. He was in a place of decision. He was right at the gate. Amen. I think he had his mind on leaving, seeing what all he lost and all that. Amen. But having a bond of his family being there, knowing that the most of them wasn't going to leave or anything else like that. Amen. But I believe he was vexed down. Amen. I believe he was burdened down. But them strangers come, or them angels come unto him. And he said, come dwell with me. He said, I'll wash your feet, you know, make you bread or cake and all this. And, of course, we know the story about the men of Sodom saying, come on, let us know them and how that they wanted to push in on them. And he says, well, I have 2 daughters. It's not no man. You just do with them, but you don't leave these strangers alone, the ones that's under the shadow of my roof. And they said, no, oh, you're the one that's come over here and sojourned, and now you're going to be a judge. And they went to pressing on him. Of course, the angels got him out of the way of the door and smote him with blindness that they couldn't even find the door. And they went on their way. But he told them, he said, Lot, now we're going to destroy this, but we can't destroy it with you here. Now you're going to have to leave. He said, you get your sons, daughters, and all that. And he said, you go. And he went and he talked to his sons-in-laws and all that kind of stuff. And they just mocked him. They just mocked him then, because, you know, here he had, you could say, I reckon in a way he cowtailed down after a while, that he wasn't as strong, I believe, in righteousness as that he was when he was with Abram. And there he had fell down some. I can tell you that he wasn't where he needed to be. And so they mocked him. And he went on, and you know, the angels even had to take him by the hand, and he took a Lot and his wife and his two daughters, and he was leading them out of the city, told them to go to mountains and all this stuff. But they were saying, you know, we can't destroy this thing, you leave. And they was carrying them out, and he said, now you don't look back. Don't you look back over here. There he had left family. And all that, he had left daughters and sons and sons-in-laws and all that back there. And he told him not to look back. And there they went out. And, you know, of course, the Lord rained down fire and brimstone and destroyed that place. And we can always remember this, as the Bible says, remember Lot's wife, because she was the one that looked back. She looked back unto Sodom when God was destroying that, because I can tell you that's where her heart was over there in Sodom. There's where her heart was. And the Bible said she became a pillar of salt. Amen. Because she looked back. She transgressed what God had commanded them to do. Amen. What the angel of the Lord instructed them. Don't you look back. And she looked back. You know what? When God has brought us out of a situation, amen, we ought not look back. The Bible said if a man put his hand to the plow and looked back, he's not worthy for the kingdom of heaven. He's not worthy for the kingdom of God if he puts his hand to the plow and looked back. He was merciful yet unto Lot because of what he chose. He didn't choose God's way. He didn't look for instruction from God, but he chose what he thought was the best and looked the best. And when he ought to pray, or maybe when he ought to said, you know, Abram, you choose and I'll take the risk. I'll prefer my brethren ahead of me. And you know what? The Lord would have blessed him. But it was for our example. So what did Lot make it out? Well, when his wife became a pillar of salt, it was just him and his two daughters, and destruction had rained across the land. This is what I want to remind you about, how great the cost is by not praying. How great the cost is by not listening to God. Amen. As when he come out with him and his two daughters, he was homeless then. A man that went into Sodom and Gomorrah with herds and flocks and herdsmen and all this and had children and had all these things. And now he's going out with just two daughters. Everything else that he, you know, thought dear and all that, he's lost. He's come from a rich man to a homeless man now. He's coming to have nothing, to have no belongings or herds or anything else now. And, you know, the only thing that I can look and see in the scripture is that it was Lot's fault by making the choice. It was Lot's fault by, you know, looking at what he could see with his eyes. You know what? We can't just go after that we see with our eyes. Amen. But you know, the Bible said he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting. We've got to sow to the spirit. We got to go beyond the flesh. Amen. We got to go beyond all the beauties that we think of this world. Amen. And we've got to get on to a better one. Amen. Something better. And that would be Jesus Christ. Amen. For him to lead us and guide us. And you know, if he leads us and guides us, he said, you know, as David said in Psalms, the 23rd chapter, he'll lead us by the still waters. Amen. That he'll prepare for us and give to us. Amen. And he will. And we need to let him do it in his own time. That what we think might be good pastures is not good for us. A direction that we want to go ourselves, it might be totally the wrong direction. direction. Hey, man, when the directions were made, or when his decision was made, you know, God told, the Lord spoke unto Abram, said, now I'm going to give you all this. He'd give him this great inheritance. Why? Because he preferred the brethren. Amen. He was doing what God said do. Amen. He told him to go out. Amen. From all that he known and his people and all that. And you know what he did? He struck out on the trot. You could say, amen. Abram made preparations and he went. Amen. To go and to listen to God. Amen. But we find that Lot was not listening. We find he wasn't even speaking. We find out he wasn't praying. But he had already looked and seen that out yonder. Then he talked about even his, he had his tent, and I believe his tent door was, he had pitched his tent towards Sodom and Gomorrah. He had in his mind, in his heart, well, I'm going to go into that city. And he didn't realize that he wasn't going to conquer the city, but the city was going to conquer him. It was going to take all he had, and people's not weighing out. You know what? We need to weigh this thing out. Amen. We need to really weigh life out and what it is. And you know what the importance of life is, and what our purpose is in this life. And it's to serve God. It's to keep his commandments. It's to be a light for him. This is what we should do. And we can't do it without his direction. We got to have his direction. He made us. Not we ourselves, but God made us. Amen. And you know, there's a long home for every one of us. Which one, every one we make it, whichever one we choose, God give us a mind, and we're our own moral agents to choose what we want to do. You know, I was reading the other day where it talked about Moses. He said instead of enjoying sin for a season, he chose to be with the children of Israel. You know, praise God. I'm glad that Joseph listened to God. If Joseph hadn't listened to God, they wouldn't have been the 12 patriarchs. They wouldn't have been the 12 tribes that survived if it hadn't have been for him listening to God. Now, no matter what did he had to go through, but I can tell you that he blessed him, and he blessed him over and over. No matter the troubles that he had to go through, God blessed him in every trouble that he went through. He blessed him even the better. Because everything that he did do when people were against him. Let me tell you something. This is not by popular demand. Living for Jesus is not by popular demand. Some people might think so, but it ain't not if you really get down to business to live for God, if you're going to go according to word. Now, you can go get you one of them other watered-down versions of the Bible and try to do that way, but let me tell you something. You'll be miserable. You'll be trying. You know, that's just people trying to – a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You can't live and do as the world does and live for God. You've got to choose one or the other. And the Bible says, choose this day whom you shall serve. And we need to choose this day. You know, there's a lot that went out from Egypt. There's a bunch that went out from Egypt. All that went out from Egypt, they got over there. They crossed over the Red Sea. They seen the miracles that God done in Egypt and Goshen. And seen even what he done in the wilderness. But yet some chose their own way. In one place, there was 20,000 and 3,000 swallowed up. But not everyone that left ever made it to the promised land. A lot of them didn't make it. Why? Because they didn't seek God. There in his very presence at the Mount of God, there they went to serve somebody else. But let me tell you something, if you'll serve God, you'll be able to see the promised land, and it's going to be a land much more than the milk and honey. Amen. It's going to be a glorious land. Think about it today. Pray and seek God. Give him your heart.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.